2NURFM 103.7, Amanda McCreed for the Mark Rourke Morning Show. And normally it would be Professor Claire Collins joining us for a talk on nutrition, but she's away. And today we have PhD student Prue Morrissey to chat with us. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You've been conducting a diet quality lifestyle and health in Australian adults study for quite some time. Can you tell us more about it and what the aim is of the study?
Yeah, absolutely. So this particular study is really exciting. It basically, we're aiming to understand the relationship between nutrition and our dietary patterns and the impacts it has on our physical but also our mental health, not only in the general population, but we are particularly interested in understanding this sort of relationship in people living with diabetes as well.
So you live with diabetes?
I do. Yes, yes, yes. I am lucky enough to be diagnosed with type 1. So I guess this study means a lot more and I'm a lot more passionate about it because I understand, you know, the impacts nutrition does have, particularly on mental health. Mm. And we recently conducted a systematic review, which is basically looking at all the current available evidence that looks at nutrition interventions on mental health and diabetes. And it was really, really clear to us once we did that, that there really isn't much out there at the moment looking at, you know, studies looking at nutrition and how it can impact our mental health in type 2 and really none in type 1 either. So it really highlights a massive gap that we have in research at the moment because we know that mental health is really, really important. And for individuals with diabetes, they are a lot more likely to develop conditions such as depression and anxiety, almost three times as high as the general population, which is very significant.
Yeah, it is. It is. So what sort of data have you been collecting?
So with this study, we've been collecting quite a lot of different things. There's two parts of the study. The first part is an online questionnaire. And it's basically getting some information about medical and lifestyle information. But also one big aspect of it is something called the Australian Eating Survey, which is basically a food frequency questionnaire from the last 3 to 6 months of someone's diet. And what that does is it helps us identify someone's what someone's eating and how it compares to our current guidelines. So it gives us a good measure of how well someone's eating and how good their diet quality is.
Okay. And you're still looking for participants with type 2 diabetes?
We absolutely are, yes. Particularly for the second phase of the study that I mentioned earlier. So that first study, it's available for all Australians, but we do particularly want to encourage all people with diabetes to do that first initial online questionnaire. But the phase two or the part two of the study is actually reaching out to any local residents that are willing to come and visit us at the University of Newcastle, particularly those with type 2. And what we are hoping to do, it's basically a free health check, which is great.
That's all right.
These days. And what we do is we do a lot of different sort of tests. So we do bloods, we do body composition, we do some fun digestion tests, which sounds interesting, but it's a good sort of test to get us to understand the gut microbiome, which I think is a really fun and new exciting area that we get to delve a bit more into. And a part of that, we also give people a personalised nutrition report, which we can talk through with people. There's only about 10 spots left, and we are in that last stage, as you mentioned, to get all these people in. But for anyone living with type 2 diabetes, we are calling out to you guys particularly.
Well, how can they get involved and what do they need to do?
So there is a link that might go live later on this website, but it's if you follow that link, you just fill out that first initial online questionnaire and then it will give you, once you've completed all the questions, it'll give you a bit of a question to ask you whether you're interested in coming into the uni to do those questions. And if you're eligible, we'll give you a call and organise that for you over the phone.
Well, we'll pop that on our community events calendar and you'll also be able to listen to Prue via our podcast section on our website at 2NURFM.com.au. Prue Morrissey, thank you very much and good luck with the Diet Quality Lifestyle and Health Study in Australian Adults.
Thank you so much.
Great to have you. This is 2NURFM 103.7.